This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I opened hour number one. This is hour number two, 4 o'clock here on the West Coast, and 6 o'clock on the Central time zone, 7 o'clock on the East Coast. And I opened hour number one talking about feeble Joe Biden falling 3 times while going up the stairs to Air Force One. It's the single, you know, look, people do fall, but this is ridiculous. We all know that he's got dementia. We know that he's physically failing. We know that he's mentally failing. We know he's emotionally failing. The guy's losing it. He's a goner, man. This guy is not long for being president very long. And I always said that. I always joked to everyone I knew that I made the over-under. Remember, I'm a Vegas odds maker. And I've been in the Vegas sports gambling business my whole life, long before I got into politics. I'm great at making lines. I make the Biden line 1 year. The over-under is 1 year, and I bet under. I said I'd be shocked if he makes it through a year. I mean, I really would be. And he is fading so fast that I don't know if he's going to make it past the summer. I don't know if he makes it to the fall. This guy is just feeble. He fell down 3 times on the stairs trying to get up to Air Force One. The third time, he just completely lost it, fell to his knees. Just the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. One stairway, 3 times. You know, we've all tripped. I've tripped on stairways in my lifetime, including one leading to an airplane. Once on the ground in Burbank. You know, with that big stairway, steep stairway leading up to the planes to Southwest Airlines. One time I tripped, but never in my life did I trip, compose myself, start walking up the stairs, trip a second time, compose myself, and trip a third time. I mean, it's just, he's a feeble old man. And the point of it all is not to embarrass Joe Biden. The point of it all is to say everyone in the world is watching. Don't you get that? China knows, Russia knows, Iran knows, North Korea knows. They're all going to push us around. They all know it's the weakest we've ever been. They know America is confused. They know the election was rigged and stolen. They know that most Americans don't believe Joe Biden is the rightful president. And they know that Joe Biden has no ability to respond to an emergency. So this would be a moment to take full advantage of the United States of America. And they know it. Don't think they're stupid. They all know it. And they're all thinking what to do next, how best to respond. And Joe Biden's incapable of responding, and I don't know who's behind him that would do the responding. Maybe Obama, assuming Obama. I've said that many times. I think it's probably Obama behind him. And we all know Obama doesn't really love America. We know he doesn't think highly of America. We know that you can't count on him in the end to be on our side. And I think the handlers of Obama are the worst people in the world. Valerie Jarrett, born in Iran. George Soros, who's a communist, the Chinese Communist Party, the Mexican drug cartels, those are all the people that I think are giving orders to Obama. So we're in big trouble because these are not people that want us to win. These are not people that see us as, you know, the most exceptional country in world history, and they're out to protect America and America's legacy. You can't count on them to protect us. So, you know, if there is a war coming, if there are threats coming, if there is a bad situation coming, perpetrated by very evil people, I can't count on Biden responding or the people behind Biden responding in our favor. You know, doing something that would protect American Americans, because I don't know that they really love America or Americans. I don't think they do. If anything, I think they kind of hate American Americans, which is ironic because, you know, everything we're guilty of, so is every other country in the world. Find me countries where they treated black people better than America. Find me countries where they treat illegal aliens better than America. Find me countries where they treat gay people better than America. Find me countries where they treat transsexuals better than America. They don't exist. You're protected here in America. In general, you lead a pretty good life. In general, you go out to gay nightclubs and do your thing. Nobody bothers you. Try that in a Muslim country. Any Muslim country. Try that in China. See what happens. You wind up in a concentration camp. Try it in Russia. See what happens. Putin doesn't take kindly to any strange people. Putin doesn't take kindly to anyone who's different than him. America is not perfect, but we're the best there is in the world. And these people don't appreciate it, and they don't want to see us do well. And in many cases, I believe they're bribed by foreign countries to make sure that we don't do well. They're in on the whole scam to take us down. You know, they're taking the money from the Mexican drug cartels, the Democrat Party. They're taking the money from the Chinese Communist Party. So they're not with us. They're with the enemy. And this guy is busy falling down three times while he runs up to a plane. Good luck. Who's protected our interests? Nobody. So that's the point of that story, not just to embarrass Joe Biden, although I do get a laugh out of that. And just to show you that I think we're in, you know, a free fall, Biden's military announced this week its priorities. And under Joe Biden, the priorities of the United States military, number one priority is not fighting China or Iran, or he makes a big deal all the time about Russia and interference in elections. Well, we're not against Russia. It's not about defending against Russia. The number one priority, they say it in writing, and the lead general says it, the defense secretary says it, is promoting the rights of LGBTQ around the world. Promoting the rights of gay people, lesbians, queer people, bisexual people, asexual people, gender fluid people who don't know what sex they are, transsexual people who have changed their sex. This is the priority of the United States military under Joe Biden. So don't tell me we're not a joke. We're a joke. And then I had a commentary that I read in hour number one, and I'll read it again to lead off hour number three, the next hour. It's why isn't everyone in Florida dead or in a hospital? And the basic gist of the commentary is Florida's handled this better than basically any other state or any other place in the world. And what they did best is they didn't lock anybody down. Lockdowns don't work, and I kept saying I told you so. Because here I am, I'm not a Johnny-come-lately, I'm not a backseat driver. Anybody who listens to me for the last year since COVID hit knows I constantly have counseled no lockdowns, no lockdowns, no lockdowns, no lockdowns. Lockdowns don't work. Masks don't work, by the way. But I'll even tolerate masks in order to keep our businesses open. Masks are a joke. I'm not going to get into that now why. I have 1,000 reasons why. That would take an hour to properly explain every reason, every study I've studied that show that masks really are completely ineffective against germs like COVID. But that's okay. Masks have never been my big issue. It's never my biggest issue. By far, lockdown is my biggest issue. You got to keep businesses open at all costs. And if it requires masks to keep them open, I'm even willing to do that. You know, so mask is far secondary issue for me. Number one is keeping the economy open, keeping business open, keeping everyone's jobs alive. And so I'm Mr. Anti-Lockdown, and I said from day one lockdowns wouldn't work and lockdowns don't work, and California has more people ill and dying and in hospitals, and New York has more people dying and ill in the hospitals than Florida does, and Florida's been wide open, and my buddies run restaurants in Florida, and they tell me the restaurants are all jammed, and people are at the bar jammed, and nobody wears a mask, and nobody's sick, and none of their employees have ever gotten sick. None of this makes any sense why you'd lock down. None. And the only explanation I give you is there are people sick in Florida, just like there are people sick everywhere. But the ones who get sick and need hospitalization and who die are almost all very, very old. And the exception is if you're very, very sick with cancer or some sort of terrible disease. But other than that, they're all very, very, very old sick people. And so, you know, the average person that goes to a restaurant is not 80 or 90 years old. And the average person that dies is. And so at bars and restaurants, everybody's healthy because they're all relatively young. Young people go out. Young people enjoy life, and we should have let them continue to enjoy life. This was my argument from day one. Go back and listen. All my shows are archived at iHeartRadio. It was my argument from day one on the radio. It was my argument from day one on Newsmax TV. It was let everybody live their life except for people over the age of 75 and be very careful with them and spend all your resources to keep them safe and to keep the people in nursing homes safe. And I said that from day one. You don't need to worry about everybody else because nobody else is going to die of COVID. You might get COVID, but you're not going to die. And so here's another example of how right I am. Another example. Not only did I read you that there are more COVID suicides with kids than there were ever COVID deaths, but on top of that, here's another article that Europe is going into lockdown again. All over Europe, they're locking down again. And I just wrote this article, this column about how bad lockdowns are and how they don't work. And they're locking down again. Well, don't forget, they were always far more locked down than the United States. Just like our most locked down states, New York, New Jersey, California, Michigan. In the most locked down states, the people are the sickest. In the most mask mandated states, the people are the sickest. And Europe is a place where everybody has to wear a mask and everybody's been locked down. And yet they're locking down again. That proves the first lockdown didn't work. Why is no one willing to admit that? Not only the first lockdown not work, but the vaccines aren't working. If they're all sick again after getting the vaccine, clearly the vaccine isn't working. Europe is all about masks, lockdowns, and vaccines, just like California is about masks, lockdowns, and vaccines. And the more you mask, the more you lock down, and the more you take the vaccine, the more sick people become, and the more they gotta lock down some more. And then, of course, what do? They point the finger and blame the people who didn't get the vaccine or the people who didn't lock down. They're liars. They're liars about the election. The election was rigged. It was stolen. They're lying about the vaccine and its effectiveness. They're lying about COVID and the fact that you need to lock down. They're lying about the results of the lockdowns. I just tell you the truth. In Florida, everybody's doing fine. South Dakota, everybody's doing fine. Texas, everybody's doing fine. People still get COVID, but business is thriving and prosperous, and people have their jobs, and they're not dying like they are in the lockdown states.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaruth for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaruth Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps, in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. 50% off, FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I told you that Europe is locking down again. In particular, France right now is going to start today, I believe, a 1-month lockdown where they are having a curfew at 6 o'clock at night. But several European countries and major cities are locking down yet again amid a so-called third wave of the coronavirus pandemic. And my question is, if masks work and they're also masked, same question I had for California. California was the most locked down state for the second half of 2020 and the beginning of 2021, yet they had the most people sick, they had the most people dying, most people hospitalized, yet they have all the masks and all the lockdowns. Why? Same thing with Europe. All the masks and all the lockdowns, and yet there's another wave, third wave of coronavirus. Why? You know, it doesn't make sense. Germany, France, Italy and Poland are among the European nations entering or extending lockdowns this week as they experience sudden rises in coronavirus case numbers. Italy's new lockdown began on Monday. I didn't even know that. Began on Monday. With tens of millions of Italians being plunged into so-called red zones. The 11 regions which cover the majority of the country are areas the Italian government has deemed to be particularly vulnerable to coronavirus. These people are idiots. They don't realize lockdowns never, ever worked. You know what's so amazing? I got to dig through my records because I know I saved it. I reported on a study last, I would guess, early June or late May. And it was by an Israeli scientist, and I've mentioned it many times on this show, who studied all the countries in the world and their response to COVID. And I believe by May, he had already come to his conclusion that all the countries that locked down the most have the same results as countries, not worse and not better, the same results almost exactly as the countries that didn't lock down at all. And as countries with severe restrictions had the same results as countries that had almost no restrictions. So it wasn't just lockdown versus no lockdown. It was severe versus very weak restrictions, you know, very few and limited restrictions versus countries that did tons of restrictions. And work, you can't stop the flu with lockdowns or business shutdowns or calling some businesses non-essential, social distancing, masks, none of it stops anything. They all have remarkably similar results, except for the fact the places that locked down are just a little bit worse. But for the most part, almost the same. So you don't need to ruin anybody's business. There's no reason. And nobody has still learned that lesson. I knew it last March because I told everyone lockdowns don't work. But the study came out for sure that backed me up from an Israeli scientist. And that study came out in, it was either May or June. I got to go look it up and get his name and prove to you it exists and all that. But I read it to you on the show. So you all know I'd never lie to you and I would never ever, say anything obviously to get me in trouble when I never said it, you know, because someone could go back and verify that. That's how you lose your career. And there was an Israeli scientist, and I believe he used to be number one or number two health minister in all of Israel. And he was a big-time professor at one of the big universities in Israel. And he studied every country that locked down, every country that didn't, and every country that had lots of restrictions, and every country that had very few restrictions. And he came away with the conclusion that makes no difference. You know, they have the same death rates and the same hospitalization rates. But I've seen studies in the United States. He was doing countries. But I've seen studies in the United States that prove when you analyze all the states that locked down the most versus the states that locked down the least, there's actually less deaths and less hospitalizations by a mile in the places that don't lock down. And the blue states had the most deaths. And the reason why is because in all states, the only people who die, for the most part, there are exceptions. There are a few 40-year-olds and a few 30-year-olds, and once in a while there's even a kid, but so rare. But in general, almost everyone who dies is 80 and 90 and 100 years old. And half of them are in nursing homes. And in Democrat blue states, they sent them to their death in nursing homes. That's why you had so much death. No reason to lock down. By the way, if health is important, how about Energized Health? I love this company. And the owners, John and Chelsea Jubilee, are going to be here from California in my studio live on Monday. You'll hear them live on Monday sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I just finished my first phase on the program, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat. Amazing. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials or cut right to the chase. Join them right now at Energized Health. 40% off when you mention Wayne Root. Toll free, 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention war, get 40% off. Energizedhealth.com or 888-444-8895.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden went to Atlanta to talk about the coronavirus and address the recent shootings there. 8 people died, and 6 of them were Asian women.
My first week in office, I signed an executive order directing federal agencies to combat this resurgence of xenophobia. The Department of Justice is strengthening its partnership with the AAPI community to prevent these crimes, in addition to its other work to take on violent extremists and domestic terrorism. I'm calling on Congress to pass, to get to my desk, the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. And the House just passed the reauthorization for the Violence Against Women Act, a law I authored more than 25 years ago as one of my proudest legislative achievements. I call on the Senate to swiftly pass it and get it to my desk.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Columbia alumni, used to be a proud Columbia alumni. Can you imagine? You have six graduation ceremonies. Black, if you're Asian, if you're Latino, if you're any one of 696 gay categories. And, of course, if you're poor, there's a graduation ceremony if you're poor. Are you telling me liberals aren't insane and that liberalism isn't a mental illness? The proof is on display at Columbia University, my alma mater. All right, our guest is here, Cheryl Chumley, online opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise, or America Will Fall. It might be a little late, Cheryl. I think Christians have not risen enough, and America is falling pretty far as we speak. What do you think?
Yeah, as we speak, tumbling. It's in a free fall. But we knew this was coming, right, Wayne, with Biden and Democrats leading? I mean, you've been saying it for a very long time, and, you know, you and I both have been warning with Democrats in charge, it's more like socialists in charge than anything else. So,
But here's the thing. People didn't listen to you and me, or they thought we were wrong, or they thought we were exaggerative. They listened, and I believe they voted and voted big for Donald Trump. But if an election is rigged, Cheryl, and if an election is stolen, if they're willing to do anything to steal it, and then your vote doesn't count, it just doesn't matter anymore, right? I mean, that's the issue, and I think that's why we lost Georgia, by the way. It wasn't just cheating by Stacey Abrams. But when I say Georgia, I meant the Senate race in January, the two senators. It wasn't just cheating by Stacey Abrams. I sincerely believe that a lot of conservatives stayed home because they thought, what does it matter? They robbed us with Trump. They're going to rob us again, and then they made it a fait accompli by not showing up at the polls. So I find my fans are saying, Wayne, I'm scared it doesn't matter anymore. There's no reason to vote or write a check to any Republican because nothing we do matters. You're hearing that too, right?
Oh, absolutely. So the messaging shifts for us, right? We have to get people out voting in the next election because Democrats are actively working on Capitol Hill now to basically negate any further votes. And if conservatives don't get out and put a stop to this, it's just going to be America will be gone as we know it. There's no way to soften the blow on that. But the big Hail Mary now will be 2022 if Republicans can get out and vote in mass and just drive out these socialists from Capitol Hill. We can eventually right this wrong.
Assuming that they haven't rigged the election. Why does everybody assume, Cheryl, that they're not going to rig it the same way in 2022 that they rigged it in 20?
Yeah, but, well, I mean, what else can we do, right?
No, there's no other choice. I get that.
Yeah.
There's no other choice other than secession. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I want civil war, but maybe a peaceful choice might be some sort of a division, a friendly divorce of America, and we're all still in the same bed, kind of, but we're just having separate directions. Because, I know most conservatives I know feel like I do. I can't live under the world they're building in Washington right now. I can't live under those rules and those taxes and those regulations. So maybe it's time someone stands up, and I think I'm an intelligent guy and an Ivy League degree, and I'm not unreasonable. I think I have common sense, and I'm not radical. I think it's time for America to have a nice divorce, just like mommy and daddy don't get along anymore. They get divorced. We don't get along. You know, we have a liberal and a conservative. We can't get along with each other without screaming at the kitchen table, which ruins the kids' future. So let's have an amicable divorce. Is that really asking too much?
As long as the conservatives get the warm climate states, I'm fine with that. But I don't want to be stuck in the north. I don't want to be stuck with 18 foot of snow every winter to deal with.
Well, we'll get stuck with the Midwest and the South, right? We won't get stuck with California, which has arguably the nicest climate on the planet. And if California doesn't, Hawaii does. We're not going to get Hawaii, but I think we're going to get, you know, we get Texas and most of the Southwest and most of the South and a large portion of the Midwest. So, I mean, that's the way it'll go, and Dems will get both coasts. What else can you do? But I don't think we can live under the present the present rules of the Democrat Party, which is open borders and let everybody in. As a matter of fact, I see you wrote a column about that. You wrote a column on Democrats on the warpath to crumble America. Look, you and I think exactly alike on this, Cheryl. I think that there are hundreds of millions thinking right now all over the world, we got to get to America. Biden's letting everyone in. Biden's letting every single kid in. They will not send them back. They'll give us all welfare. They'll pay for lawyers. They'll give us free health care. What's to stop hundreds of millions from coming? It's going to get huge, and then America is gone.
Yeah, and, you know, this is what we're facing right now, and the fact that the White House refuses to even call it a crisis tells you that they're going to just continue to turn blind eyes to it. There is a little hope on holding the border because attorneys generals around the nation, the Republican ones, are busy putting together cases to fight in court on this very issue. And I know half the courts have gone left, too, but at least there's a glimmer of hope there to keep some of the border controls that law and order President Donald Trump put in place.
Well, I think the other glimmer of hope is almost a comedy routine. It could be a Saturday Night Live shtick. There is a crackdown on illegal immigration. It just happens to be in Mexico. The president of Mexico is so concerned about all these people walking, traipsing through his country from down south in Guatemala, going all the way up through Mexico. He's so concerned about it, unhappy about it, that he is cracking down on illegal immigration by sending troops to Mexico's southern border with Central America. So there is a crackdown, but it sure isn't Biden in the United States. We're letting everybody in. Mexico might be our savior on this one.
That's hilarious in a sad and frightening way. But, yeah, Mexico just called Biden the migrant president. I mean, for crying out loud, if our national security, meaning our borders, are relying on Mexico to enforce, we're just in a sad and sorry situation. And honestly, though, we knew this was coming under Biden. So it's just it's time to buckle down and just hopefully in the 4 years that he and Kamala Harris, that he keeps referring to as president, I'm sure you've caught that as well, too.
Of course.
But you know, if we can just buckle down for a couple years and, you know, hopefully that's our best hope right now.
Yeah, our best hope is not him continuing to fall downstairs because if he falls down and bangs his head, the president will be Kamala. She's as bad or worse than him. So there's no benefit to losing Joe Biden. It just doesn't help you if he has to step down because he's fallen one too many times on the stairs and banged his head and can't get up anymore because Kamala is you know, arguably worse than Joe Biden, but certainly the same in the thinking. So it isn't going to do us any good as long as a Democrat is in the White House. Doesn't matter if it's Biden, Harris, Barack Obama. I call him O'Biden because it really is Obama, I think, running the show. And they're all horrible, and they all do not have United States interests in mind. You mentioned, by the way, Cheryl Chumley, that, and we're talking to Cheryl Chumley of the Washington Times. She's the opinion editor for the Washington Times. You can find it at WashingtonTimes.com, of course, and author of Socialists Don't Sleep. You mentioned that Mexico even said that Biden's the migrant president. Did you also notice that Mexico said what I've been writing about? I've been writing again and again and talking on the show again and again that Joe Biden and the Democrats, I think, are taking bribes from the Mexican drug cartels. Because nobody in their right mind would let all these people in and let the border be dominated by drug cartels and let all the sex, you know, traffickers and drug traffickers run free. I don't even believe it would be possible, even if you wanted to just fill the country with future Democrats and it was about voting. I just don't think that's possible. I think what they're doing is much more than that. Someone's making billions of dollars in a Swiss bank account to let all this happen. And the head of Mexico said that. He said, you know, that Biden's policies are helping organized crime and helping the cartels. This is their, you know, this is their dream. So it didn't come from my lips. It actually came from Mexico's president that Biden's policies help the drug cartels. Could that be a mistake?
Wow. And you've been writing about that yourself for
many
a long
times.
Time?
Yeah, a long time.
Thank you for picking on that. I mean, seriously, there's a reason that so many children are at the border. And, you know, I don't think children just get up and leave their homes and come on their own. They're being pushed and pressed to the border by someone. And it's not simply their kind and loving family members who want them to come to America and be the plant to make a better life for their family at home. We know this is how the drug cartels, we know this is how human traffickers work. They use and exploit children. And, you know, the fact that, first off, like I said, hat tip for to you for writing about this for years, but if Mexico itself is recognizing that, that's a huge problem. And it's a human life problem, too, because we're talking about the world's most vulnerable people, the children being used and exploited under our own president's watch.
Well, yeah, I mean, I look, I'm just a common sense guy. I know nothing about trafficking drugs or children or women or anything like that. But my gut instinct tells me that in business, whenever anyone makes me money, Cheryl, and you know I'm a businessman first and I just happen to do a three-hour radio show every day. Every time someone makes me money, I give them a finder's fee, 5% to 10%, depending on the deal we've cut. So, I mean, I'm happy if you make me $100,000 to give you 10, because then you'll be happy and make me another 100 after that. So it's only common sense that drug dealers and drug traffickers and sex traffickers and pedophile traffickers, you know, if they're going to make billions on the border, they're going to pay off sheriffs and judges and Democrat politicians and presidents of the United States and their family like Hunter Biden. Someone's making a finder's fee on the Mexican drug cartel getting control of the border. Someone's making it. It's got to be the Bidens, and it's got to be the Democrat Party. That's why they're winning elections, and they're flush with cash. That's what I've been saying for years now, and it's all come home. The chickens have come home to roost. Cheryl, we got to run. Cheryl is the online opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of Socialists Don't Sleep, and always a great guest. Thanks for having you on. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks. Bye.
Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, we shall return. Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know, my book is out. It was number one throughout November and December at Amazon and made all kinds of bestseller lists, number one in 12 different categories, business and politics. But it really is a 100% business book. They added in political categories. But there's really no politics in it. It's a 100% self-help book. It's called Trump Rules. It's the top 10 Trump rules that, you know, empowered his life and made my life and can make your life as well. Save your life, make your life, empower your life, all the above, all the rules invented by Donald Trump that I have followed since I was a kid in college at Columbia University. And Trump was a superstar even then in his 30s just down the road in Manhattan. And I said, I want to be like that guy. And ever since then, all my success that I've achieved, all of it, is because of the Trump rules. And I put it down in writing. And I also give you not only the rules, but how it changed my life as a small businessman and one little son of a butcher versus, you know, a Donald Trump who turned it into billions and had a very wealthy father. And, you know, he had a lot of advantages. I don't have a lot of advantages. You don't have. And so I wanted people to understand that these rules work equally well for anyone. For Donald Trump, the billionaire, and for Wayne Root, who became a self-made millionaire with these rules, they work equally well. And they will work equally well for you as well. Trump Rules by Wayne L. Root. You can find it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or order it, you know, anywhere they have fine books, et cetera, et cetera. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. And my website is rootforamerica.com. We just finally, as of today, got the whole video section up and running. So now we have a beautiful video section of all the videos I've done with all my commentaries and all my opinions. It's all at rootforamerica.com. You can find my opinions each day at Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. Go to @RealWayneRoot. It used to be Twitter, but Twitter banned me for life. So now I'm on Parler, and that's where you can join for free and get all of my opinions. I usually put out quite a few of them a day, although I must admit I've been remiss the last 2 days. I don't think I've put one out. because I've been so busy. I've been running from business meeting to business meeting, from radio show to the podcast, to writing my column for the weekend, and March Madness, making the picks for March Madness for all my customers at VegasWinners.com, another big vendor of mine. So a lot of things, a lot of irons in the fire at once. And so I actually normally put up 12, sometimes even 20, posts a day at Parler, but I have not done it the last 2 days because where do you find the time to do all of this stuff? But generally, most days, I'm very active on Parler. It'll be a lot of fun for you to see my thoughts on all the big issues and controversies of the day. I mentioned in my column that I wrote for this weekend about Florida and how, everyone should be dead or in the hospital, according to experts, and they're not. And I mentioned how great Florida is. They're the big example. And so it's interesting, the following story. The Florida House introduces legislation to regulate tech censorship. Republican legislators in the Florida House of Representatives have introduced legislation to protect political candidates from censorship by big tech platforms. The bill encapsulates many of the measures called for by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in his press conference on tech censorship a few weeks ago. The bill includes a measure to fine social media platforms that blacklist political candidates $100,000 a day for statewide candidates, $10,000 a day for other candidates. However, the bill also notes this will only be enforced to the extent and not inconsistent with federal law. The bill includes extensive measures aimed at constraining tech companies' ability to covertly prioritize content. It includes a definition of shadow banning. I mean, all of this sounds good, and I'd love it if it applied to everyone. But you notice even the politicians I like Ron DeSantis and the Republican Party of Florida, they're making the priority Republican politicians, candidates. They're not making the priority you and me. There should be a $100,000 fine for anyone who gets banned or shadow banned or censored at a social media company for their political views. And I don't care if those views are liberal or conservative. I've never said if someone is a extreme radical communist that they should not be allowed to speak on any social media platform. I've never said that. So I'm even willing to let, AOCs of the world speak because I believe in freedom. Always have and always will. I believe in freedom. I believe in the free market. I believe in individual rights. And I think if you let me debate a communist or a radical socialist or a radical progressive, whatever word they're using nowadays, they're all the same thing. They're still communists. But, you let me debate one of those people in front of a normal audience who's open-minded, I win every time. Our ideas win every time. And if that's not true, how do you explain that everybody's moving and they're all moving to red states? How do you explain that houses in Las Vegas through the roof? You can't find a house for sale. If you do, 20 offers in a day and they're all offering $25,000 over asking price on up to $50,000 over asking price. It's the most incredible thing you've ever seen. And we're not even hot compared to Florida, right? We're much hotter. I mean, Florida's much hotter than any other state in the country. I don't mean heat. I mean as far as the real estate market. But Vegas is sure a close second. And I heard Vegas is not doing as well as Phoenix. And I heard Nashville's right up there, too. Guess what? Those are all zero-income states. And Texas. I'm sure that Texas has, five cities in the top 10 that are on fire. Right? So everybody's moving to no tax Texas, no tax Florida, no tax Nevada, and no tax Tennessee. Gee, I wonder why. Could it be the no taxes? Could it be the no lockdowns? Or very, very loose rules, not strict, like New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Illinois, or California? Duh, I think so.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.